Welcome to Intuitive Astrology with Molly McCord. Thank you so much for joining me today as we're going to discuss the astrological energies from March 6th until March 13th, as we're going to have big Mars energy this week, along with a Pisces new moon. We're going to see Mercury enter Aries and Venus enter Pisces. So we will discuss each of these energies in today's show, as always. And I hope that one or any of these messages resonate with you and support you in what you're moving through now during Pisces season. Now, before we dive into these energies, just a quick update to share with you about some of the powerful energies that are happening right now on the sun. And I want to bring your attention to a sunspot that is quite active and quite dynamic. This was a sunspot that was first noticed back in February, February 18th. And it's when we had some very potent solar flares erupt from this sunspot. Well, it is sunspot number AR3590. And it has been documented as being 10 times the size of the Earth. Yes, 10 times the size of the Earth. So it can help us energetically understand that energy coming from this particular sunspot is so powerful and can have such an impact on our little blue and green marble of a planet that it's something that we have to be aware of, that we just have to be mindful of, to not be fearful of it, but to know that the sun is changing, growing, and evolving. And because the sun is so central to our existence, to our days, our habits, our circadian rhythms. When the sun has this size of a sunspot on it, there are going to be impacts that we will feel. Now, it's important to know too that the sun is always moving and rotating and spinning. It's a sphere of energy that's always in motion. And so this sunspot is not always earth-facing. The sunspot can be showing up on any direction that the sun is moving. But it's when that sunspot is earth-facing that, of course, we simply need to be more aware of the activity going on the sun, as well as our own vulnerabilities, our own weaknesses. And with this type of energy coming from the sun at any time, it can certainly affect our electronics, satellites, internet, Bluetooth, all wireless communications. This particular sunspot also would have the power to destroy a lot of satellites and those devices that are orbiting around the Earth. So it could certainly affect our grid and take out pieces or parts of our reality, of our grid, as it increases in power. And because the eruptions are unknown, we can't predict them, this is just part of the reality we're living in. Now, they're also saying that we are moving through the phase known as solar cycle 25. We are reaching what is called solar maximum. And this particular sunspot is documented as being 60% the size of the huge, ginormous sunspot that was responsible for the solar storm that we called the Carrington event. And Carrington is the name because it's named after the scientist who saw the event take place. So if you're curious, do research on the Carrington event, as that was something that deeply affected Earth. That was back in September 1859. But they are comparing it to the energy that was destructive to our planet back during the mid-19th century. Now, keep in mind that this particular sunspot is different than the huge coronal hole that was also discovered on the sun. Now, the coronal hole is similar to being in a convertible where solar wind blows through that hole and it opens up on a different layer of the sun. So it's different than a sunspot, but it still has an impact on our planet, especially when very powerful energies are coming from either the coronal hole or the sunspot as they are Earth-facing or when they are Earth-facing. But remember, they're not always Earth-facing since the sun is always dynamically moving and rotating. And so not only is it fascinating to be aware of these developments on the sun, because the sun is evolving and transforming as well, but we're approaching eclipse season where the sun is going to be more prominent, especially energetically. And so we're going to have the April 8th solar eclipse that happens at 19 degrees of Aries, exactly conjunct Chiron in Aries. And so I was thinking about how the sun could appear to have these open wounds, and Chiron is the wounded healer. Now, sunspots and coronal holes are not wounds. I'm just using this as a visualization and energetic understanding that the sun is birthing new energies, opening up new life forces. And I feel like this is going to be important during the April 8th solar eclipse. So we'll talk about that as we get closer to that date. But just keep in mind, the Chiron conjunction does heighten vulnerabilities. And so there could be vulnerabilities here in our life force, our needs, our energy streams, what we have assumed or taken for granted that we use daily. I mean, just think about how agitated or annoyed you can be when it takes longer to load something onto your phone than normal. You know, if a video isn't playing right away, you look at your phone like, what's wrong with this thing? Why isn't this working? Well, we have to keep in mind that these could be exactly the experiences that we're going to be dealing with and could be much more commonplace as the sun continues to work with its power and its own solar consciousness in new ways. So now let's get into the astrology over this next week. And I want to start by discussing Mars in Aquarius. As Mars has been sextiling both the North Node in Aries and Chiron in Aries at 17 degrees. And this Mars is going to activate something that you're ready to do, something that you're ready to move forward and wants you to feel new independence in yourself, wants you to have a sense of, I can do this. I can be my own leader. I can handle this. I can be more independent. And that's part of the energy that's coming out here, where you could feel like you're less reliant upon others and you're more in alignment with who you are now. And that is a more supportive way of understanding this particular Mars. Now, what happens next, though, is quite fascinating, because after Mars sextiles both the North Node and Chiron, Mars is then going to square Uranus and Taurus at 19 degrees, which happens on March 9th. But realistically, the energy has been brewing. And so let's take a look at something here that can help us understand what is unfolding. Now, back in February, we know that each of the personal planets made a conjunction to Pluto, Mercury, Venus, Mars, plus back in January, the Sun was conjunct Pluto. Pluto permanently alters and changes something, but it brings it up through a discomfort, a fear, a disagreement, something that you're struggling with, a big emotion. It's very unsettled energy. And as each of these planets has moved through Aquarius, there's been more that's been unsettled that you've had to reconceptualize. You've had to sit with it, figure it out, see it in a different way, perhaps even see it for the truth of what it is. And now as this Mars approaches a square to Uranus in Taurus, he's unhinged. He's pissed off. It's a bit like trying to keep calm in a carbonated beverage or in a champagne bottle that's ready to blow its lid, because something in Mars's life force has been permanently shifted and changed and has been something that probably hasn't been comfortable to figure out or sit with. And now the square to Uranus lets it all out. It's a wild card. It's being immediately pissed off. It's going off the handle. Something is being released and it isn't pretty. It isn't smooth and dainty or kind. And this energy is coming up in a way that actually shows you what you need to release in order to really hear more of your current truth. And this could be that you fly off the handle at somebody, or everything you've been trying to hold together or keep in place is no longer working. Now it's just chaos and you're not sure what to do with it. This is a significant energy of the week. Again, it's on March 9th. And at the same time, the sun in Pisces is also sextiling that Uranus in Taurus. So Uranus in Taurus is receiving energy from Mars and energy from the sun in Pisces. Now the sun in Pisces has more of a calming influence. So if something sets you off, you're more likely to get over it sooner. You're not going to stay perhaps in that frequency or remain as agitated. The sun in Pisces will allow you to flow with it, to let it go, to move it through, and to understand, wow, maybe I really needed to do that. What have I been holding back? What have I been diminishing in myself that needed an outlet or an expression? And of course, there are healthy and unhealthy ways of expressing ourselves. So March 9th is going to be a big day for looking at how you deal with a trigger, understanding that even if it might be justified in the moment, it still can have ripple effects. It can still go out and even have long-lasting effects. This could be something too, where you're understanding that you've been resisting a change or holding something back that you're actually meant to take forward. And you could feel that energy spurring you forward, like, okay, I have to do this. I have to go for it. And there could also be a sense of impatience here. Now, also on the same day, March 9th, Mercury enters Aries. This happens in the evening. It's at 11:03 p.m. Eastern Time. So most of the day, that Mercury is still in Pisces. Then it moves into Aries. And what is interesting about this is that now there's nothing that Mercury in Aries wants to hold back and wants to let loose, wants the thoughts to be known. There could even be an impatience with what you want to express or say. This is also where any of that bent up anger comes out, where you've got to get it off your chest. You've got to say something. And this energy can certainly last into Sunday with the new moon. I'll get to that in a moment. But there's also something here that this Mercury in Aries almost doesn't care about how it lands and is going to say what needs to be said for better or for worse. But this Mercury is strengthened by a sextile to Pluto in Aquarius. Now, as I mentioned, remember back in February, Mercury was conjunct that Pluto in Aquarius. That was back on February 5th. And when Mercury was conjunct Pluto, something came up that you realized you had to understand in a new way. The Pluto energy, again, it evolves the planet. It evolves the intentions and themes of that expression. And so there could have been something that was hard to face or wrap your mind around, that there was something that brought up your fears, it sunk your energy, but you had to see it in a new light. Now, this Mercury in Aries is gaining his voice. He's gaining a new trust in himself, an understanding, I'm going to speak up for my needs. I'm going to share my thoughts. I'm going to lay it on the table and just let the cards fall where they will. And so this Mercury in Aries could feel more carefree as well as more careless, could feel like, I'm not going to worry about how this lands. I just need to say what I'm thinking. So there's something here about this weekend that is quite pivotal in self-expression, in looking at how you manage your energy, whether it is healthy, unhealthy, whether you are holding back parts of yourself in order to please others, whether you are able to separate out what you want from the approval of others. And so this could be a push-pull. There could be something here that you've realized you haven't moved forward, you haven't taken a risk, and now the energy is supporting you taking that risk. This also can bring up confrontation, conflict, where you're on a different page than other people, you see things differently, and how do you handle that? How do you even stay in your sovereign power? And that is something that this Mercury in Aries sextiling Pluto in Aquarius will support. It gives you conviction of what is correct for you, what is right for you, and why the time to understand that is perfect. So March 9th, big energies. Then March 10th, we have the Pisces new moon, which occurs at 20 degrees of Pisces in your chart where the sun and the moon are conjunct. I have a separate video for you on YouTube going through that lunar chart video as I break it down for you, each of the pieces, components, and aspects. This Pisces new moon is sextiling that Uranus in Taurus, and it's helping to set you free from what is no longer valuable to you, also giving you some kind of inspiration for what you want to begin again. This is a new moon that supports you with a new dream, supports you in understanding that being receptive is a superpower, allowing ourselves to listen to our intuition and direct that energy forward is something we can trust. In fact, as we continue to move through this decade and through these incoming age of Aquarius energies, your intuition is one of your biggest superpowers. It is one of the most important things for you to trust because we are surrounded by so much energy that plays on our mind, so much stimuli that is speaking to you at a mental level. We have a lot of programming and messages that are sent to us, whether consciously, subconsciously, unconsciously, to intrude on our perceptions, to infiltrate and affect our ideologies and our philosophies. We are heavily controlled by our mind, and not only the mind, but the visuals in the world. And this is something that we're becoming more aware of. We're aware of when, for example, there are filters. We're aware now that there are deep fakes and clones. We're aware that not everything we see is what it is. And so our typical ways of navigating the physical world is being upended. We're being challenged, if you will, to rise higher, to rise above it, and to trust where the energy feels off. And this is why your intuition is more important than ever. The more you can develop and trust your intuitive guidance, the further you're going to go, the more you're going to trust yourself, the more you're going to ascend and be deeply dialed in to your innate power. You could look at this through a historical lens as well, which is that there have been things that have taken us away from our spiritual power, that have been distractions, that have wanted to override our intuitive development, our intuitive growth, that have essentially wanted us to be less than our potential. And now we're living in an era where we have to rise up in our commitment to ourselves, in our innate power, to be able to live from all of our superpowers, to trust that these are abilities we came in with for a reason. And so as you do so in your own world and on your own journey, you're going to start to open up to more of your spiritual gifts, more of your spiritual abilities, and things that you wouldn't normally trust. You wouldn't normally believe because it's weird, it's different, it's new, you haven't done this before. All of that is totally normal. It's about developing the muscle strength. Just as working out a muscle builds up strength, the more you work your intuition, the more you build that up, the more you trust it, but only you can do it. And yes, there will be people in your life who won't support it. There will be people in your life who think you're crazy, who won't get it, who will diminish it. Just accept that as part of the formula. It's just actually really predictable. But come back to understanding that this is how we're meant to evolve. This is how we're meant to move forward. And I hope that this is in alignment for you during the Pisces new moon that wants you to plant new seeds of intention around your spiritual growth, around your intuitive abilities, how you can trust things in a small way as you gain strength and build that muscle so that you're more aware of it and you become more powerful and adept at reading energies. And this is one of the ways that humanity is evolving during this current cycle of consciousness. It's through your intuition. And part of what we're learning is you can't expect to be validated by anyone else. You can't expect someone else to see it the way you see it or to feel things the way you feel things. You've got to stand on your own in this. You've got to be strong enough to continue to trust yourself and allow that to be enough. And that's how it will grow for you. And often what happens is that it's in hindsight that you see how you were validated. You understand, oh wow, I was right on about that. The message came through my dreams. The message came through my intuition. I just got this energy hit. I just got this download. I didn't know if I should believe it or trust it. But when you chose to do so, you were celebrated in the higher realms. Your spirit guide, your souls, your angels, your team was celebrating that you chose to trust the unseen. Because again, we live in a very dynamic physical world that wants you to believe in the visual, wants you to only believe in what you can see and touch and how your five senses come alive. But it's the sixth sense and beyond that is actually how we're going to move things forward, especially connected with the new light codes, these new energy streams, these new higher levels of consciousness. And all of this is right on time for this week and for the dynamic energies of Pisces season. Now, yes, Pisces season is about release and letting go. I've done some videos for you on YouTube and Instagram discussing these topics, why it's right on time for certain soul contracts to end, especially ones that are connected to a 30-year cycle. That's a big deal. That's a really big deal. And it's this ending or these completions that also affirm your own ascension, your own growth, that your frequency has deeply changed. Your vibration has shifted. You have grown into new parts of yourself where you don't need those soul contracts anymore. They're meant to unravel. They're meant to be released. But because they're also connected with Saturn in Pisces, there's things about it that you have to take care of, where you have to be mindful of what energy within you is intentionally and consciously complete. Because we can really be other focused when we talk about soul contracts. And of course, that's what I'm talking about here as an example. But you can have soul contracts with anything, any energy, any consciousness. But if you were to relate it directly to people, to family members, to certain dynamics, there could be things that you understand you don't need it anymore. I've learned through this, I've grown, I've healed, I'm done. And then you notice how the energy falls away. But it's because of the work you've done on yourself. It's because of your own internal energy shifting that allows that soul contract to be complete. So trust whatever that is for you as these energies are unraveling, unwinding, and releasing. But also note that spirit wants you to be complete from a place of power, from a place of mastery and full energetic ownership. That even if you're feeling traces of victim consciousness or traces of incompleteness, there are things then that you will still need to work through to close out that energy. And I'm seeing it as these cellular level energies that are still seeking connection or still seeking love or still seeking something. So that would be something to ask yourself. If you are feeling that big themes are closing out for you, endings are happening, you're releasing. If you're still feeling 10% of something is still active for you, just quietly ask yourself, what am I still seeking? And chances are it comes down to a very simple answer, which is love, acceptance, connection, compassion, understanding. And whatever that answer is for you, whatever you hear, again, trust it for yourself, even if the linear rational mind doesn't get it or doesn't know why that's the answer, trust it as it comes through your intuition. And then visualize yourself receiving downloads of that frequency from the divine. The divine downloads of love, of connection. Perhaps you're visualizing it as a color, a very vibrant rose or a really lovely lavender. Maybe it's a very empowering marigold yellow. Trust whatever it is, but allow that to be a download that gives you what you need and releases you 100% and completely from whatever this ending is, so that you're releasing it feeling whole, feeling a wholeness. Because the truth is, especially in Pisces season, and we have a lot of planets here in Pisces, not only do we have the Sun, Saturn, Neptune in Pisces, but Venus enters Pisces on March 11th. When we have a lot of Pisces energies, we also can feel grief, the sadness, the loss of what was, whether or not it was even real, the loss of expectations, the loss of a dream, and we are made to grieve. That is part of the human experience. That's part of what we're here to move through in order to prepare for the new energies and the new experiences that await. But that grieving process can make you feel that you're not whole. And so that's why I offer that visualization or that insight to ask for what you need from the divine and allow the downloads to come and arrive and be a part of your wholeness, so that even if you are sad or there's something that feels like it's activating any victim consciousness or grief, you understand that it's safe to move through it. It's okay to have those energy streams run through you, but to not identify with them, to not overly identify with them. To know that they're just flowing through, they're just moving through, they're just part of the journey, and it doesn't really make an impact on your true wholeness. And so this is going to be a time period to look at where you feel any of those Swiss cheese holes and to ask the divine to fill them in with higher vibrating frequencies, because that will give you new life, new strength, new confidence, and it's also going to help you with what you're moving towards next. So as the Pisces new moon unfolds, and it occurs on March 10th, which is also when daylight savings time begins, and Ramadan begins at sundown. So we have quite a few energy changes on Sunday, March 10th. And what is going to also be quite interesting is feeling that timelessness, just feeling like you're out of bounds, you're not rooted, you're not grounded. It can feel very floaty. You could feel either really energized and that you're just flowing with these forces. You could also feel quite tired, exhausted, or worn out as the Pisces new moon intensifies. So of course, trust what is true for you, trust what is active for you, but also allow yourself to trust the higher realms that are supporting you now. Because the veil is very thin. In fact, it doesn't even feel like there's much of a veil at all. And you could feel like it's easy to move between different realms or dimensions, and even that a part of your energy is more alive in certain realms. Now, the Pisces new moon is also important because it is the initiation of eclipse energies. And this is why. because we're going to have our first eclipse as a lunar eclipse on March 25th, that means that the eclipse cycle begins with the preceding new moon. So the Pisces new moon initiates and begins the eclipse energies that will show up for us on March 25th as a Libra full moon lunar eclipse at 5 degrees in your chart. So this is a time period when you are meant to move into a new experience, into a new reality that you're ready for. And 2 weeks later, when we have the Libra lunar eclipse at 5 degrees, there is another impactful shift because that eclipse trines Pluto in Aquarius. And so something is ready to be initiated. And when Pluto is trining a lunar eclipse, it's evolving what has been hidden from us. And with the full moon, of course, things are illuminated. The full moon being the biggest, brightest lunar energy of the cycle. But the trine to Pluto wants you to see what's been hidden, what is behind that bright, shiny facade, what's on the other side, what's on the dark side of the moon, what's on the subconscious side of the moon. And this is activating relationship dynamics, the other, sharing, cooperations, healthy communications. So I feel like what we're starting this week is going to show up even bigger during the Libra full moon lunar eclipse. So be very intentional and conscious around relationship dynamics now. Be very aware of things you need to talk about or figure out, any of the problem solving, new information coming up, things that are on your mind. Then we can relate it to what I spoke about earlier with this very unsettled Mars in Aquarius, who's unhinged, who's just going to go off on things. And then we have Mercury entering Aries that's going to say what's on his mind, blurt it out, get it out, and go along his merry way. On one end, this can be very irresponsible energy, very destructive. This could set up relationships ending and being 100% complete by that Libra lunar eclipse. Or conversely, it can show you where you're ready to be liberated, what needs to change, what no longer works, where you are setting yourself free from things that are a waste of time, that you've realized this is a giant clown show. Clowns to the left of me and jokers to the right. So there's something about your intentionality right now that is going to be important. It will reverberate out. Stay mindful of how you talk to people, the conversations that come up, especially if they're hot topics and triggering topics. Stay mindful of where you're in your grounded truth. Because these energies can be so impatient and even reckless, it could momentarily feel good to just get it all out or do something wacky and wild or release the energy. But what we're seeing here in March is that if you're in alignment with your truth, that it is conscious, that it is mature, because Mercury in Aries can be really immature. And it can have the inappropriate remark or the ridiculous joke, you know, that makes you roll your eyes. But with this energy, especially because Pluto is in play here, there are opportunities to level up, to really apply what you've been learning or understanding, to make sure that you're approaching things from an empowered stance that honor your own growth and your own needs, but also can understand how the energy goes out and how it lands. So we have a big focus here on how we're interacting and exchanging energies with others. And as this Pisces new moon kicks off eclipse season energies, things could move fast for some of you. Things could really come together quickly. And it could be that you've been waiting, you felt you're on pause, you feel like nothing's happening, and then something transpires quite quickly. And as we move towards the Libra lunar eclipse, with the focus on relationships, partnerships, business opportunities, communities, the audience, new ideas, social interactions, there's things that could come together quickly here that support what you really want and what you really desire. And we will keep talking about this as we move into March more. But just keep in mind that this is a time to be in your spiritual power, to trust your intuition, and that intuitive message could come through that you could feel, I meant to say this, or I meant to bite my tongue and shut up. I'm not meant to blurt this out right now. Trust it either way. But know that this is something that, when used responsibly and mindfully, can take you further, than what you thought, because that Pluto in Aquarius energy, it is quantum. It is quantum developments, instantaneous connections, things just energetically connect, they're at the right frequency, and off they go. So it takes us out of a linear process, or what we expect as step one, step two, step three, all of a sudden you're at step 18. So this is a big deal during this Pisces new moon energy. And with everything else going on this weekend, you could be really feeling these changes. Now on March 11th, Venus enters Pisces. This happens at 5:50 p.m. Eastern Time. And this is a lovely energy for Venus. She gets a break. She gets a release and an exhale. She is so dignified and exalted in Pisces that she feels naturally at home here. This also supports your creative self, what you need to do for self-care. It's great for your intuition, for your empathy, for anything that also is ready to open your heart. Venus in Pisces wants time to herself, so there could be more of a need to listen, to be receptive, to go into those parts of yourself or even a special place in your home to just allow, to just be in the energies. She doesn't force anything. She just trusts. She trusts something will arrive, and she trusts when it exits. So this can also support you in mellowing down the mind, where if you've been overthinking, you could be exhausted. You could have mental fatigue just from the overthinking. And now you're like, you know, I'm just going to take a step back from this. Whatever happens, happens. I'm not going to go into future potentials too much. I'm just going to let it be. And this could be a very lovely way to honor yourself right now and to honor the fact that we're not meant to figure it all out. We're not meant to know. And so as a planet moves from Aquarius into Pisces, we move from the superpowers of the brain into the superpowers of the bigger energy streams, and to feel supported, to know that things are happening in divine timing and they're happening through energetic frequencies. So this Venus in Pisces is also going to tap you into more of those energetic frequencies for you to feel and soften into, and to know that there is perfection in the divine at all times, and that you are part of that perfection because you are the divine in human form. Now, after the energies of this week that we have just discussed, there is a lull in the transiting aspects. There's a quietness in the cosmos, as we're not going to have another exact aspect until the Sun is conjunct Neptune on March 17th. So that means that after the Pisces new moon, things could feel more quiet, more settled. And thankfully, we will be ready for that. We will want the reprieve and the downtime, as well as allow things to settle in. So just keep in mind, again, after March 10th, we have a week where the planets are not in direct communication with each other through major aspects. Now, this doesn't include asteroids or the lunar energies, But just know that there is more of a silence between the planets, and we have time to process, to sit with things, to allow it to germinate as we understand more of what we want to create and experience as eclipse season picks up and we move into Aries season. And so just as a heads up, the sun enters Aries at 8:06 p.m. Eastern Time on March 19th. Now, in the spirit of trusting yourself and your gifts, I have three online experiences I want to share with you. None of these are my own experiences that I'm offering you. Rather, these are people that I know who are teaching different topics that I thought might be relevant and interesting for you. So I'm going to go through all three. The first one is a free online event called The Shaman and the Witch, Healing Personal and Ancestral Trauma Through Ritual and Magic. This is a free online event happening live via Zoom on March 16th. It will have a replay if you can't make it live, but this is an opportunity to learn more about what it means to heal parts of ourselves that have been damaged or impacted by other timelines, other lifetimes, when we were persecuted, for our gifts, and even the deep ancestral wounds that we carry. So I will put a link below. Again, it's on March 16th, The Shaman and the Witch, and I hope that this is something that supports you or offers you more insights into what you might be healing right now. The second online experience is a four-week workshop taught by Teresa Reed. Perhaps you've heard of her. She's known as the Tarot Lady, and she is teaching an online course about advanced tarot techniques. This will begin in April. On April 5th, it is a live four-week workshop that is meant to take you deeper into understanding how to interpret tarot, how to work with the energies, and to see things in a new light as you're doing various spreads and various readings. So she does combine astrology with tarot cards, and she's able to answer questions, give you more insights, more interpretations, all kinds of great stuff. So again, that one starts April 5th. It is a live online workshop for 4 weeks, and it is happening via Zoom. So I'll put that below the podcast as well. And then the third and final online course that might be timely for you is about Secrets of Writing. So it's specifically on self-help and spirituality topics. If you want to write a book or you want to improve your writing technique, this is an online masterclass with editor Hillary T. Smith, who is teaching you about impactful self-help and spirituality writing skills, how to find your own voice, how to understand more of what you're saying, how to support your message in a way that makes a difference. Also, how to incorporate anecdotes, storytelling, different thoughts to bring your message alive. Lots of great information here from Hillary. So this course is starting March 21st. Again, it's online, it's interactive, it's on Zoom. Replays will be available. And this one also might be right on time for anything that you want to express or take to the next level through your writing. So I hope those are right on time for you and anything that you are feeling inspired to create or understand more of on your own journey. Also, another update about the Midnight Sun Cruise. I'm so excited about this cruise. It is the 7-day astrology cruise where we're leaving from Reykjavik, Iceland. We're making 2 ports of call stops in Iceland, going down to Scotland, and then completing our journey in Copenhagen. And this cruise is filling up and the prices are going up on the staterooms. So that's why I want to bring it to your attention that you don't want to hold off much longer because you want to get the best price, of course. And also be sure to book your flights and everything that is connected with these bigger travel adventures. I also wanted to let you know that I'm only doing this cruise once. This is not an annual event. This is a once-in-a-lifetime cruise. I am teaching 7 different astrology workshops. Some are geared towards beginners, some are geared towards intermediate, and there are some for everyone. You can see the full schedule and all the topics at midnightsuncruise.com. And we are also about to share the shore excursions that we've put together. We do private shore excursions for our group only in order to honor the energy as well as to foster more good connections. The other thing about this particular cruise is that we're doing it intentionally during Jupiter in Gemini, trining Pluto in Aquarius. Astrologically, that's a big deal. That's powerful. That's great for learning, for understanding, for friendships, connections. So that's why we also chose to do this cruise at this time, because we have beautiful support. We have a lot of energies in Gemini, and we also have the strength and support from Pluto in Aquarius. So I'm really looking forward to meeting many of you on board for this adventure that we're going to have together, and also a way to make the most of this very rare astrological alignment. There is an option to share with a roommate, and you can also reach out to our awesome travel agent, Diane, who is happy to assist you and help with any of logistics or questions that you might have. Oh, and in addition to the astrology workshops, you're also going to get 4 astrocartography reports that share your energy in each of these countries. So whatever your energy is in Iceland, in Scotland, in Denmark, you're going to get a report describing that. Plus, I'm going to give you an astrocartography report based on where you live right now. So I thought these would be wonderful ways of looking at what comes alive for you at each of these locations, as well as what you might just naturally be energetically connecting with or feeling as we move through these different ports. Again, be sure to check out midnightsuncruise.com for all of the details and information. And don't wait much longer to book your cabin so that you can get the best price. As always, thank you so much for joining me. It is always a pleasure to connect with you through these astrological energies every week. I'll be back every Monday and Wednesday with a new episode, and wishing you a beautiful journey here through the Pisces new moon. Also, check out that YouTube video I have for you on the lunar chart energies. Take good care, have a magical Pisces new moon, and I'll see you back here soon.